Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to the Joe Messina Show. I am your guest host, Dave Sussman. It is great to be back sitting in the chair for Joe. You can find all our details and information at Joe's website at joemessina.com. And I am going to be here for 3 solid hours tonight. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot to talk about. And you can participate as well. The lines are going to be open for the next 3 hours, and we can chat whatever about it you'd like to talk about too. You can give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. 855-732-5563. How about that bumper music, man? Holy cow. Top Gun Maverick. I have not seen a movie. I'm just going to introduce a light segment right now because there's a lot of heavy stuff going on. I have not seen a movie twice in the theater since 1986. Top Gun, the original, you say? No. The movie came out a couple of weeks, I think, before the original Top Gun. That was Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I was 17 years old, not to age myself. And then I went to go see Top Gun, and I remember everybody just loving it and talking about it. And we just watched it again, the girlfriend and I. We watched it the other night before we went to go see Maverick, and it really stands the test of time. It's great. But Top Gun Maverick, holy cow! I'm going to talk about this in the third hour and what's going on in Hollywood right now. But the fact is that we have a movie that is not denigrating America, is not woke, it wasn't putting you down for feeling patriotic, and it made you feel good. It made you feel good. When was the last time a movie did that? And also, by the way, yes, without CGI and Cape Crusaders and all the Marvel crap that's been shoved down our throat for the past several years. I mean, I went to see that again twice. And if you haven't seen it, yeah, I know Tom Cruise is a little bit crazy, but you put that to the side. See, this is the difference between libertarians and conservatives and leftists. Libertarians and conservatives can separate the person from the art. I like George Clooney's work. You know, I enjoy Sean Penn. Their art, I don't necessarily agree with their politics. In fact, 98% of them, I don't. But I can enjoy their movie. And Tom Cruise has got to be, I got to tell you, and I'm sure you've heard this before, other people are saying, he is the last American A-level movie star. I mean, from, you know, the type of movies that we went to see when we were kids, these epic tentpole features. And if you haven't seen it, some people will say, well, I don't want to go to the theater. I'm going to wait until it comes on streaming. No, this is a movie you need to see on the biggest screen with the loudest speakers possible. It was just an event. And I saw it twice. Here's the crazy thing. I went on opening day with my youngest son. He's 17 now. And I'm sitting there, and I looked at him, and I said to him, I said, do you realize that I saw the first run when I was 17? It's a long time ago. So it's a great film. You'll walk out of there feeling really, really good about yourself and America and what we can create. It's not Iran they're talking about, but it's pretty much Iran. There's a nuclear... there's a concern that they're about to build the bomb and they're getting some uranium, and then they do the Star Wars, the end of the original Star Wars trench run at the end. And I'm sure you've seen it. I'm sure you've seen the previews if you haven't seen the film. Go and see it on the big screen. Also, to give a message to Hollywood, even probably more important than the entertainment value. Send a message to Hollywood that these are the types of movies we want. We want to be entertained. 50% of the country has been entertained for the past 20 years. The other 50%, us, have been begrudgingly watching some of this stuff going, this is just too... I don't need a message. I don't need wokeism. I don't need to be told that I'm a horrible human being because I had the audacity of being born white male. Right? And that's what a lot of the messages have been over the past several years. And, you know, thank goodness my kids are old enough now where I don't have to go to the Marvel movies with them anymore. But even those have just gotten really preachy. So, anyway, great film. I wanted to introduce myself to you tonight. If you haven't been listening to Joe for years, I've been guest hosting for Joe now probably 5 or 6 years, my goodness. And it is good to be back in the chair for him. I'm going to be doing this a little bit more regularly. It's the last year or so, it's been a little less regular than before 2021. But I'm happy to be back, and we got a lot to talk about tonight. I've got some bad news I want to talk about. This Nicholas John Roski arrested outside of Brett Kavanaugh's home with this chilling arsenal of weapons going after Justice Brett Kavanaugh. What happened? And how is the media reacting to this? I'm going to give you a hint. Apparently CNN blames the GOP for this guy. they're trying to out CNN. So anyway, we're going to be talking about that after the break. Again, Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. Find us at joemessina.com and give us a call at 855-732-5563. We'll be back. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Thank you. Thank you. Actually, this is not Joe Messina. This is Dave Sussman sitting in the chair for the great Joe Messina, and I'm honored to be here. You can find us at joemessina.com. You can watch the radio show live on joemessina.com, and just click on the watch button, and you can also engage. Voice your opinion. What is going on in the world right now? Oh, not much. Well, if you got something to say, Just talked about Top Gun Maverick, how much I loved it and how great it is for Hollywood to start taking notice of those of us that want to see these kinds of films instead of the dreck that they've been pushing out over the past several years. Or any other issue, including the issue I'm about to bring up right now regarding this attacker who's arrested outside of Brett Kavanaugh's home with this chilling arsenal of weapons. Anyway, you engage anytime, give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So what I wanted to talk about in this segment is news that if you've been watching the news today, I'm sure you've heard about. If you're just getting back from work and you're getting in your car listening and you haven't heard anything, this is absolutely shocking. A man was arrested outside of Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home this morning, just after midnight, and he's been charged with attempted murder. He is a local boy, for those of us that live in Southern California. His name is Nicholas John Roski of Simi Valley. And he was identified in a criminal complaint charging him with the attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice. He was dressed in black. He arrived by taxi just after 1 a.m. outside of Kavanaugh's home in a Washington suburb. Now, Roski is a 26-year-old man. He had a Glock 17 pistol. He had ammunition. He had a knife. He had zip ties. He had pepper spray. He had duct tape and other items that he told the police. And this is the crazy thing. He actually contacted the police before he did this. He apparently got out of a taxi. He saw a couple of marshals outside of Kavanaugh's home, and he walked down the street, and he contacted the police, and he said that he was going to use this arsenal of weapons to break into Kavanaugh's house and kill him. He said that he purchased the gun specifically to kill Kavanaugh, and that he had also planned to then kill himself. And according to this affidavit that's from the FBI, apparently he confessed this entire plan to the police in great detail. So the guy had a couple of magazines of ammunition. He just bought this pistol. And this is pretty scary stuff. Now, are you surprised? Are you surprised at all in this? I don't remember a time in this country where one of the two major parties has been so laissez-faire about protesting in front of justices' homes. This is illegal. This is a federal crime. And this Justice Department is not cracking down on these folks that are protesting at the justices' houses because they're worried about Roe v. Wade. So this is Roski's, this was his reason. He says here in this, he says in this indictment here that Roski was apprehended after he called 911 in Montgomery County, Maryland, and he said he was having suicidal thoughts and planned to kill Kavanaugh after having found the justice's address online. Online. The justice has been doxxed by this group called Ruth Sent Us. Ruth as in Ruth Ginsburg. And he said that he was angry because of the potential of Roe v. Wade being overturned, the constitutional right to abortion federally, and the elementary school massacre in Uvalde, Texas. So these two reasons are the reasons that this guy decided, a Simi Valley boy, a local guy, he went to Simi Valley High. For those that live in Southern California, know the area well. It's a relatively right of center conservative fearing. A lot of police officers live in Simi Valley. It's a great area for many people to live. And this guy just absolutely went nuts. But why? The question is why? And what I want to show you right now is what I believe is the main reason. And that is this guy.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
And this is the Senate leader, the majority leader of the Senate, Chuck Schumer. And during the Supreme Court hearings 2 years ago, that was his statement to the world. Now, I'm not going to suggest that this is Chuck Schumer's fault, but inciting those that are deranged, mentally imbalanced, that may be a couple of cards shy of a full deck, you only need that incitement with this constant drumbeat from the leftist media that have been perpetuating fear and loathing amongst their viewers of an entire half of this country. And what we are now dealing with, what we are now looking at, is a whole series. This isn't just this guy that went after Brett Kavanaugh. We have a whole number of these situations that have taken place over the years, the last couple of years. And what are we looking at here? We're looking at words that the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, one of the most powerful elected officials in the nation, just 2 years ago, after spending years cynically delegitimizing the high court, he had moved to openly threaten lifetime appointed judges by name because he feared that they would knock down the concocted constitutional right to an abortion. And guess what? Chuck Schumer has since refused in 2 years to walk back those remarks. This is what I want to talk about. I want to hear from you as well. JoeMessina.com. You can watch us live. You can call us at 855-732-5563. Don't go away. We'll be right back with a lot more coming up.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Attorney General says the Justice Department is conducting a comprehensive and transparent review of law enforcement's response to the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
I know I speak for all of us, and I think I speak for everyone in the country, saying our hearts are broken by what happened in Uvalde.
Merrick Garland calling the tragedy heartbreaking, adding it's not a criminal investigation. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde before he was killed by a Border Patrol agent. President Biden says states aren't using billions of dollars passed by his administration to reform police departments like it was meant to be spent. Biden added he sent a request of $300 million in this year's budget to Congress to hire more officers in addition to having better training. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Welcome back to Joe Messina Show. I'm your guest host, Dave Sussman, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. You can find me at David Sussman on Twitter. And I don't post a lot on Twitter anymore, but I am over on MeWe, M-E-W-E, and you can find me under Whiskey Politics, the group Whiskey Politics. And so before the break here, I was talking a little bit about this guy, Nicholas John Roski from Simi Valley, California. This is the 26-year-old that basically just he brought an arsenal to Justice Kavanaugh's home in an attempt to kidnap and murder him. Point blank. I mean, there's no other way to say it than that. And what I was saying before the break is that, you know, when we're dealing with, Schumer making his statement that I played right before the break 2 years ago, and his spokesman, of course, you know, when people asked him, you know, will you walk back those remarks? His spokesman ludicrously claimed that it was a reference to a political price that the Republicans will pay for putting them on the court. You know, nothing about you and you and you and you, you know, talking about specific Republican judges. But here's the thing. The coverage and my biggest complaint thus far is about the coverage. The coverage has created and balkanized the United States. The coverage of the supposed Russian collusion for Trump. The coverage of Trump and Red Orange Man Bad. The coverage of the J6, January 6th, that's supposed to be happening tomorrow night, which is all going to be theater on all major news stations and networks. They're actually producing it like a television show here. Hey, listen, folks, you know, just a side note here. The Democrats are so desperate for you not to talk about the economy right now. They're going to be blasting across wall-to-wall media coverage of January 6th. Put that all to the side. I have a question for those. I don't blame CNN, and I don't blame Chuck Schumer or the Democrats for a crazy psycho that goes off and on shooting on people. I don't. But I do blame the environment that the media and the Democrats have created and fostered that enables those individuals that are a couple of cards short of a full deck to go crazy. And the coverage of this guy, this California man, carrying a weapon and burglary equipment near Brett Kavanaugh's home, there to murder a Supreme Court justice over the leaked opinion in Dobbs, I'm telling you right now, this coverage will not and ever be tied to the rhetoric of Democrats like Schumer. CNN political reporters won't walk away from one Democrat. They won't walk from one Democrat to another and ask them if their rhetoric is responsible for inciting a man to show up at the Supreme Court justice's home with a tactical knife, with a Glock, with ammunition, with pepper spray, and zip ties. We will not have a national conversation about leftist violence. Did we in 2017 when James Hutchinson walked onto a baseball field in Virginia and opened fire with the goal and the intention of massacring Republican leadership? Few outlets ever mentioned that he was a big fan of Bernie Sanders. So, you know, Bernie Sanders for the past 5 years, since the 2016 election starting in 2015, has been telling everybody that follows him that this country is on the precipice of fascism. There is zero culpability with the mainstream media and the left. They have been fostering this atmosphere where the crazies amongst us will act out. Every Republican that I know of, every libertarian that I know of, they were furious about the cosplay Nazis, you know, with the tiki torches in Charlottesville, Virginia. We were furious because that didn't represent conservatism. But the mainstream media and the left use that as weapons to basically paint a president and the entire party, 50% of America, as the same. And when leftists across the entire country 2 summers ago caused billions of dollars in damage and destroyed thousands of lives by ruining businesses, the mainstream media pretended it was no big deal. There was a goofy kidnapping plot in Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was stopped. And it was a major story that the FBI had framed individuals to go after Gretchen Whitmer. And it was supposed to have been MAGA. It was never discussed. But I don't blame Democrats for inciting somebody to murder somebody. I blame the person that goes and tries and murders them. Can we at least have that discussion? CNN doesn't want to have that discussion. CNN has already decided that this is the fault of the GOP. CNN's Whitney Wild tries to deny that the man arrested trying to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh had a weapon at all. And she also tries to blame right-wing extremists for possibly trying to carry out the hit, claiming the risk truly comes from both sides of this abortion debate. Here she is.
Very little detail at this point, Kate, other than to say he's an adult man from California. We don't yet know what the nature of the threat was. We don't know what language the threat was or what kind of weapon this man might have had, if he had one at all, because the information at this point is just so thin. But, Kate, this certainly contributes to this overall threat landscape we've been talking a lot about. The major concern here with this abortion ruling from federal officials, and they've been sounding the alarm on this for about a month, is that Supreme Court justices will certainly be, you know, potentially targeted by violent extremists who are angered over this pending ruling that is poised to strike down Roe v. Wade. This is an extremely passionate issue. There are emotions on both sides. Federal officials have made clear over and over they believe the risk truly comes from both sides of this abortion debate. So certainly this case, you know, really solidifying what federal officials have been warning about. People are angry. They might seek to use the abortion ruling as a justification to cause violence, and that puts the Supreme Court justices, their staff, and other members of this, the judiciary, especially the Supreme Court, at risk. Back to you.
Okay. Both sides? This is incredible to me. This is as much as CNN can give without taking the blame that their side has been promulgating this atmosphere of hatred and divisiveness. They are now saying, oh, it's both sides. California Congressman Eric Swalwell told his followers to fight like your life depended on it, because they do. Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush wrote on Twitter that Democrats need to protect abortion rights by any means necessary. This is an emergency. Any means necessary. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, she ran for president in 2020. She urged followers on Twitter to fight like hell to save abortion more than a year after she voted in favor of President Donald Trump's conviction over identical language. Churches and pro-life pregnancy centers have already suffered multiple firebombings by pro-abortion radicals since the draft opinion was leaked. And authorities launched an arson investigation in New York after a Buffalo pregnancy center was set ablaze by individuals who graffitied, "Jane was here." Of course, Jane's Revenge. The words refer to the abortion terrorist organization Jane's Revenge. What are we doing here, folks? If we're unable to have a civil discussion with people that are actually acting like adults, and somebody on the left, somebody in the mainstream media, needs to stand up and say, we need to stop this. We need to stop this. Because how many more times is this going to happen before a Kavanaugh is murdered and kidnapped and shot? Scary stuff. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina's show. I'm your guest host, Dave Sussman, here in the chair. You can find me on MeWe at Whiskey Dave. And also you can find our group, Whiskey Politics, where we have a lot of live discussion and debate. And we talk about everything that there is to talk about on the political side of things, as well as a little bit of humor as well. If you would like to get involved in the discussion tonight, you can give us a phone call here at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563, and check out the website, joemessina.com. You know, I was saying before the break, and we're talking about this guy, Nicholas John Roski, this 26-year-old from Simi Valley, who wanted to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And again, his reasoning was that he was upset about abortion. He was upset about the tragedy in Texas with the children that were killed. And listen, everybody's got a right to be upset. Everybody's got a right to be concerned, whatever the issue of the day is for you. But what we're looking at now is that we have a garden that is being planted in many cases by our mainstream media and this administration and many on the left that have been... Listen, I don't blame Democrats for the action of extremists. I told you this before the break. But when you get these Schumer threats, okay, and this relentless daily smearing of their political opponents as being seditious, vote-stealing, Nazis, fascists, insurgents, child-murdering, if any of that was true, violence would be justified. I'd be the first in line. But what we've dealt with for the past 6 years has been nothing short of a sinister lie. And you need leadership to stop this. We are absent of leadership. We have zero. We have children in charge right now. And when you believe that most of us who absolutely hate violence, we abhor violence, that there is a concerted effort happening right now to intimidate justices. There is this group right now that has doxed. They doxed with all of the addresses of the Supreme Court justices, this shady left-wing organization. I'm just reading my notes here. It's called Ruth Sent Us, which has published the addresses of Republican-nominated Supreme Court justices' homes following a leak of SCOTUS Dobbs versus Jackson's draft opinion. And they are downplaying the threat against Justice Brett Kavanaugh and his family. The Washington Post reported this morning that a California man carrying at least one weapon and burglary tools was arrested close to Kavanaugh's residence in Maryland about 1:50. The man was allegedly angry about the court's aim to get rid of Roe v. Wade and reportedly confessed to officers that he wanted to kill the Supreme Court justice. Ruth Sent Us chose to minimize the threat against Kavanaugh by downplaying the weapon wielded by the arrested man and diverting the conversation to daily mass murders in America. We are committed to nonviolence. Fundamentalists will talk nonstop about how our peaceful protests inspired this rather than the daily mass murders in America. Oh, what was this weapon the California man had? If it was a gun or even a knife, police would say so. This is what they tweeted this morning. Ruth Sent Us. These people, they put out the addresses of the Republican-nominated Supreme Court justices of the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And they were one of the many groups that encouraged protesting and other tactics to bully conservative justices into abandoning their position on Dobbs. They even organized Walk by Wednesday, where they led crowds into the justices' neighborhoods and by their homes in two states. By the way, it is absolutely illegal. It is 100% illegal to protest in front of a judge's home. It's a federal law. But is this Justice Department, under the Biden administration, doing a darn thing about it? And let's go to the White House. Where's the leadership there? Peter Ducey, the White House press reporter, asked Jen Psaki, She was the press secretary up until a couple of weeks ago. And she asked if activists posting maps to homes and doxing Supreme Court justices was, quote unquote, the kind of thing this president wants. And she responded, look, I think the president's view is that there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness for many, many people across this country about what they saw in that leaked document. Kavanaugh's would-be murderer told the FBI he got the idea to kill the Supreme Court justice after finding his address posted on the internet. Let me repeat this. Kavanaugh's would-be murderer told the FBI that he got the idea to kill the Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh after finding his address on the internet. And let's not forget, this White House has encouraged people to go to these justices' homes to protest. This is an attack not only on separation of powers, but on basic norms of civility. And these are the people who are clamoring to limit our free expression. They can't even ask their own people to observe basic decency. You know, remember Kristen Cimino, the senator from Arizona? She was harassed in a bathroom at the University of Arizona, or at ASU maybe, to pressure her to support Build Back Better. They didn't condemn that. They did not say that that is out of bounds. If you are bordering on crazy, and there's a lot of people with mental illness in this country, and you are getting this tacit approval of this kind of behavior continually, 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 we're seeing people being shot up at a baseball game, congressional baseball game. Nothing in the media about it. Basically, it's horrible, it's horrible, it's horrible, and we're going to move on. It's a story of the day. We saw a guy barrel through crowds at a Christmas parade just 5-6 months ago, and it was literally a story for 24 hours. The president didn't do a darn thing. And the Democrats have just gone quiet on this. What are you doing to this country if you are not going to be adult enough and stand up and condemn any acts of violence or showing up at judges' houses, threatening their homes, their families, their children? Maybe you should be considered complicit. Maybe adults should stand up and point the fingers at those who have created and fostered this environment. Do you think really for a minute this is going to be the last that we're going to be hearing about this? There's going to be another. And who's to say somebody gets murdered? A family member. What would happen? What would Chuck Schumer say about that when that happens? Are they now reaping the whirlwind, Senator Schumer? Is that what you wanted? I'm disgusted that we have no adults in the room anymore. And it's not unreasonable to assume that House Democrats and Senate Democrats want justices to feel intimidated. That was almost 100% the reason behind the Dobbs leak. And almost 100% the reason why Schumer stood up on those steps and threatened those two justices by name. This is going to continue to the point where it's already out of hand. But we need protection for our justices, for all judges. There was a judge in Wisconsin that was murdered last year, barely made the news, at their home. And if we're not going to be grown up enough to stand up and say, this needs to stop now, and it starts at CNN, it starts at MSNBC, it starts at the steps of Chuck Schumer's office, then what are we doing here? Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. We're going to be back here after the break, top of the hour. Got a whole new bunch of stuff. We're going to be talking about the election yesterday, what it means for November. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go away. We got a lot more.